Hi from Black Hat 2017, Security Guy TV. Welcome our guest, Kevin Bochik with Venafi. Tell us about your company.
Hey, so Venafi, we focus on protecting machine identities. You think about that, there's a huge growth in all types of machines, whether that's a virtual machine, containers, IoT devices, a lot of talk about IoT here at Black Hat. And, you know, it's a problem, though, that's not really very understood by cybersecurity experts. Now, 10 years ago, we've spent a lot of effort working on people identity. Mm-hmm. You, me, as customers or employees, and then security teams really grappled with that and have gotten that pretty well under control, the identity of people. But we haven't spent a lot of time thinking about machine identity. So all of those servers, all those virtual machines, all of those now increasing number of IoT devices, even the cloud, all those Amazon instances, all of those are machines of all types, and they all have to have identities, and they actually do, and we haven't been spending a great time on that, and bad guys are catching up, and they're aware of that.
So what do you mean by identities? Is it more around asset management and maintaining that, or does this go beyond simple inventory of your assets and software?
So what's a machine identity? Is a great question, which is something a lot of times people take for granted, which is that one type is that TLS, key and certificate, that turns on the padlock in your browser that makes it glow green. And there are tens of thousands of those in the average enterprise, and most security teams aren't even aware of it. But, though, each one of those machine identities, not only does it authenticate, say, for example, a container or a virtual machine to a web browser to another machine, it also brings along encryption. So now you've got all these points of encryption, and you know what? Our security systems can't look inside of them unless they're prepared. So encryption is supposed to create privacy, but bad guys are realizing that it also creates a blind spot.
That's a pretty interesting challenge that y'all are solving, because it's actually quite difficult to protect in traditional sense machine identity, because there's a lot of opportunities to spoof machines. How do you validate that? I know you mentioned the TLS certificate, but how do you even know that that certificate is actually truly representing that physical machine?
Well, which is a great point. Look at, you know, recently we've learned that with PayPal, there are 14,000 or more probably by now machine identities, TLS, keys and certificates that have been created by phishers just from Let's Encrypt. Everyone's thinking Let's Encrypt, which is the new free CA, is great, which it is. It turns on encryption. But it's also a powerful tool for bad guys, for phishers, for scammers. And you're right. So how do you know a machine identity really should be trusted? How do you know it's issued properly? How do you know, especially today with fast IT, with DevOps, changing world where things live for just minutes or seconds? How do you know what's really trusted or not? Those are the types of problems that Venafi is focused on. And it's something that's really, you know, security teams are just starting to grapple with and learn about.
Kevin, can you speak about your client base? So in particular, the breakdown, enterprise versus consumer, government entities.
Yeah. So Venafi is focused solely on helping to protect the global 5,000. So for us, 4 out of the 5 top U.S. banks, 3 out of the 5 top U.K. banks, I think now 10 of the 10 top health insurers in the U.S., the world's largest retailers, all are protected and help protect their machine identities.
How long have y'all been around?
So we've been in business over 10 years. We're very, very fortunate to have those types of customer relationships and protect them. So when you log in to online banking, when you use your mobile device to access your bank or that favorite retailer, Venafi is there making sure that, again, that padlock glows, that all of those systems, which is an incredible number of cascading systems, know that they're talking to the right system, right machine, know that you've got a private connection.
So since this is at the machine level, can you tell us a little bit about how your platform works? Is it a SaaS model? Is it agent-based? How do you scale across enterprises?
Right. So today we're on-premise software. It's probably the last thing that organizations are going to want to let control of, which is the keys which control the machines. I mean, if you think about the future, it's going to be just more and more machines, AI-driven, cloud-driven. So this is something that they want to hold on to. So we run and we do secure the keys and certificates from on-premise. We run across an enterprise. So first, the problem that customers want to solve is just visibility. What's there? We found one financial services provider that had over 32 different certificate authorities, the source of machine identities. That's chaos. So first is to get visibility. Then you want to get control. Wow, triage. Let's get back to a normal state. Help the teams do that with easy self-service validation, actually what's changing in the environment, and then ultimately go and just automate it.
So I have a question, because I'm pretty familiar in this background in terms of private key infrastructure, especially when you're talking around large enterprises. Yes. Does your software lay a control on top of that, or do you replace the whole KPI infrastructure?
Right. So you're thinking about PKI. So we actually, and very fortunate, we have over 40 different certificate authorities around the world that we're integrated with, and continue to add more. So we're a platform that helps protect those machine identities.
Awesome.
So we're integrated with those CAs, got great relationships, those are the providers. In addition to all the, you mentioned the PKIs that live inside the enterprise, mm-hmm. especially as well now, you've got Amazon's operating as its own CA, which of course we're integrated with as well. And then you've got the other part of the platform, which is all the applications. We've got over 1,000 different integrations with everything from Apache to AWS, through to F5 load balancer,
wow.
semantic SSL inspection appliances, all those systems that need to be fed the keys and certificates.
Sounds
that,
like you guys got it covered.
That's trusted.
Dorothy?
How did it go during Prime Days? Prime Days recently.
So I think it was a busy time on AWS for all, and you know, we're really fortunate. We've got a lot more customers now, and maybe surprising, especially financial services customers that are running on AWS infrastructure. So they want to be able to automate, scale up really, really fast, and of course make it easy for their DevOps teams that are building applications, which is the role of our platform. Just make it super simple. Ultimately, put a machine in place of running the machine identities, which of course people just can't keep up with the speed now. It used to be in the old days, yeah, I could get a key and certificate. Someone could run around for 4 hours and try and install that. Imagine trying to do that in a global enterprise,
do
that in DevOps on the cloud. You need a machine, and that's the role of the Venafi platform.
Excellent. Kevin, what keeps you up at night?
The bad guys. the bad guys. We're seeing them use then systems like Let's Encrypt to trick, you know, to use the padlock to create fraud, to create trust. Also, the rise in encrypted threats, the bad guys actually getting in over encrypted channels, and organizations just not yet having the awareness that they need to be able to inspect not only the traffic that's coming in, but across, east, west, going across their data centers, and now out to the cloud too. Wow, being able to look inside of traffic as it traverses cloud systems and being able to inspect and look for bad guys, that's something that security teams are just getting up to speed on.
Well, excellent. Thank you so much for joining us here on Security Guy TV.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Kevin.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure.
Great. Thanks.
Thank you.
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 Thank you.